This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, you feel it? Can you look under your fingernails and see you've been digging in the dirt with us all day today? Super Don, are you looking at your fingernails just by listening to the radio show? Does it feel like you've been playing in the soil?
You know, I think just from listening to the show, I do have a little bit of dirt under my fingernails. Isn't that amazing?
Excellent. This is what we were going for. And Cap Morgan, how you feeling, my friend? Get that microphone up to your face so we can hear you properly.
I feel earthy.
Earthy. That's a good thing. And you're wearing green, too. That's appropriate.
It was well planned.
Yes. So this, to me, Super Don, I mean, I could be outside on this porch. Of course, if we're in the middle of summer in Florida, it's going to be a lot hotter than it is right now. But I can handle it. I don't mind sweating. And seeing what's going on here with over 50 people enjoying a farm-to-table meal in a homestead. I mean, this is not a restaurant officially, and there's a lot of good people putting work together. RJ did a delicious meal, and there's even dessert coming, and she'll talk about it this hour as well. But Captain, I'm so glad that you and Ed were able to make it up here to see this, because this, to me, this, we talk about some big stuff on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We talk about a lot of ailments, illnesses. We get into politics and economics, too. But this is where it is resolved. This is where it's healed on a homestead like this.
And right.
You don't have to have 5 acres. You can have an acre, a quarter acre, or you can have a windowsill to start.
Well, and I really liked what you were talking about in that last segment there about how, what did you say, that we're a crisis culture and that, you know, really when you get down to the meat of it, Ed and I were actually covering the Trump event in the press pool yesterday and just hearing all the back and forth sometimes that people have and that fear-based, the guys were talking about, that fear-based reaction that usually our society has to things. If your family is well-fed and healthy, you really have very little to worry about. You know, really at the root of a lot of these political arguments, I think, are people's fears of not being able to provide for their family. And the issue with jobs, you know, if you had the choice between, you know, growing your own food versus having to work in the new steel mill or something like that. I think a lot of people would choose, like, hey, if I can grow it myself, because the only reason that we need to have these, you know, kind of day jobs, unless it's something that you're super passionate about, is to have money to buy food.
Right? You know, and that could be our own efforts that could result in that, or our own families working together, our own communities coming together. Super Don, it is an interesting concept because, as you know, you scour the news, the world of news, and we put a show together 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And yet, you know, if I look at all of the, we point out the absurdities and craziness of people protesting this or that politically, I'm like, dude, you know, you'd be better served spending that energy on learning how to grow food, learning how to take care for your own family. Because, you know, if you're waiting for, let's say now you don't like Trump, you want a Democrat. If you're waiting for the next Democrat to feed you, that's not going to happen. But, you know, you become the effect of all of these people manipulating you into wasted energy. Does that make sense, Super D?
It does. And, you know, one of the other things that we brought up just over the last week is the studies that are coming out showing how people are just so stressed out and they're depressed and all this stuff over what's going on Facebook and what's happening on TV and all that kind of stuff. And I would venture to guess here, a bet that if you maybe spent a little bit of time away from the computer and maybe interacting with nature in some way, like planting a garden or taking care of something like that, that might, you know, be therapeutic in a way.
You know, depression is a luxury a hungry person doesn't have, right? Mm-hmm. If you're if you have enough time to be depressed, you're not doing something that's really important, and that is making a connection with the connection of all connections. And I talk about being connected to source. Some people say, well, that's all being spiritual and religious. It's like, listen, we have a plurality. There's not one. You know, you talk to 1,000 people in the same church, in a mega church, they're going to have 1,000 different views on what their beliefs are. It's just the nature that ultimately we're individuals establishing relationships with the Creator, with creation itself, and then coming together, working together, hopefully on some common positive and uplifting and delicious goals, in fact. So, you know, we right now have the luxury to protest things that are meaningless. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. Totally. I think it does. And something that I am quick to remember, too, is, you know, I love marketing. And even if we had a beautiful garden and never needed another dollar, I would probably still be sitting here at the computer doing marketing things because I love it. It's a passion of mine. But if you are the people that can find us on Facebook and see us on Instagram are already doing better than 50% of the world. Or more,
easily, yeah.
Right? So, you know, even if you're having the worst day ever, but you're trolling on some article somewhere, you still have it better because you have the internet, you have a computer, you have a safe drive roof over your head, and assumingly, you had enough to eat that day that gave you the energy to go troll on an article somewhere.
Right.
So I'm not negating anybody's experience because your experience is always the most potent because it's yours, but you know, when you're able to take a step back and shift perspective, it's like, you know, life is really great. America still is a really great country, regardless of what's happening in D.C. right now.
Yeah, and that's important. The thing is, how do you want to use your energy? You want to be the effect of those around you, or you want to be cause in your life? Even one of the guys we talked with last hour went up to Standing Rock to protest.
Mm.
And I think it was Jason, and he said there was so much anger there.
Mm.
And it's like he just started getting swallowed up by it. And it's like, you know, is this how I want to? And again, I'm not here saying it's what's great's happening is these pipelines going through Standing Rock. But the point is, could you use that energy that ties you up and makes you angry in a more positive, uplifting way by bringing it home and being a good example in your home, much less your own community, and doing the things those guys are doing we talked about last hour? Does that seem unreasonable? I mean, you know, some people say, Robert, you're being unreasonable. Super Don, what do you think?
I don't think it's unreasonable at all. But it's all a matter of perspective, you know. I mean, and if you don't have the right perspective, then, you know, a message like that's going to go in one ear and out the other because that's just not where somebody's at. They need to find that place where they can look at it and go, you know what, I could stand here and scream and yell, or I could go donate some time at a homeless shelter. Which one of those things is really going to have the, you know, the maximum effect?
Right, right. Well, and we're around people that are doing something very powerful and profound. And, you know, we have the great fortune of being able to communicate this to the world through the radio broadcast, which I'm grateful for. And Cap Morgan helping us translate that into the social media and outreach through the images that we have today and beyond. And, you know, look, there is something that we could spend more energy on. Certainly, I would say legitimately is like the vaccine issue. Right. There's religious exemptions that are exploding, according to more than 50% up in New Jersey, which is like the home of evil big pharma in America. And, you know, that's a righteous use of energy to protect your children this way. And I've said this for many years that your religious beliefs are uniquely your own. It's not a matter of what 501c3 church, synagogue or mosque you attend or claim to be a member of. It's a connection to the most holy, however you perceive that to be. So when the government says you don't have a right to say no to this, to something, you got to go back to that. While there is a First Amendment still available, the freedom of religion, that is the ability to believe and live according to those beliefs. And it, again, I'll say this, it has nothing to do with what church, synagogue, or mosque you attend, because 99% of them might not think the way you do on the issue of vaccines. So if you in California allow the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism to buy your politicians and then ban religious freedom, you don't have a culture that is safe to live in anywhere. There's no place that's safe for you. And I don't want to see that grow anywhere else. Now, we got Bobby De Niro on vaccine safety acknowledging something's wrong. You know, he's a leftist movie star. Nice enough man when it comes to certain things. Maybe not nice to some in other ways, but he is right on, spot on, because his son was vaccinated into the autism spectrum. And he's willing to speak out about it for how long, I don't know, but it almost doesn't matter now. Celebrity status is good to reach out to certain people, but in many ways, it's causing the ugly heads or the rearing of ugly responses to those who say, you know what? It is not my obligation to light my child on fire to keep your child warm. And that's a lot about what vaccines are demanding of you. You put the risk for the whole group, and we never know if your child or my child is the one that is devastated into autism or even worse, death. And some, you know, some have argued in the severest cases of autism, where we've had the tragedies of stories of parents trying to take their kids' own lives because they feel like life is worse than death at that point. This is a very real thing as well. But again, we've given away our power to a ruling elite, and the best way to take that power back is not by shooting them with anything, but by simply withdrawing your energy, coming back into your home, teaching your kids or teaching a community of kids what's really important, get them into the dirt, get them growing food, get them learning permaculture, and then what happens elsewhere, particularly in D.C., impacts upon you less. I'm not saying that we're totally disconnected from it. Everything's connected to everything. I recognize that. But a lot of that energy, if it's refocused in this positive, powerful, and uplifting and loving way and place, the energy that we spend there, that they feed off of to enslave us, is no longer there for them. And if they have less energy, it means you have more energy. And that is a good thing, my friends. That's an extraordinary thing, my friends. And it's not that difficult to do. Perhaps the biggest obstacle is our own belief system. We don't believe we can do it.
Well, that is something that definitely is a stumbling block for most people. And I mean, I came from a pretty cynical place before I kind of went down this whole natural healing road. And, you know, I was even talking with someone else who had suffered severe illness and was like, oh, holistic care. Yeah, well, you'll try anything when you're really desperate, you know.
Yep,
so
yep.
Maybe, you know, and fortunately or unfortunately, most people do find faith and, you know, find healing when they've hit rock bottom.
Yeah, as we said, the crisis mentality.
Reason.
And
yeah.
If it takes that, it takes that. That's okay. But if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're probably more forward thinking. You're starting to learn things before you have to learn them, before it's life and death. And that's a big part of what we do, although we reach out to those that are on life and death crises mode and say, hey, there's a way for you to get well, too. And if you don't, there's a continuity of life beyond this lifetime as well. But that does not mean value life less. It means value and appreciate the gift of life even more and the experiences it brings at this point in time in our history. We're here for a reason. You're here for a reason. And you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an
IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Scott Bell Show. All right, I just got in trouble. Captain Morgan called me out. I thought, here I am, I got served dessert. It's this beautiful banana-like ice cream on some kind of chocolate cakey stuff. It's beautiful. I took a picture of it with my phone. I have one hand, so I upload it to Facebook really quickly. And it didn't go to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It went to my personal one. And Captain Morgan said, no, don't do that. It's supposed to go to the show one. Like, but I was being good. I was quick. She's like, no, it's better to do it right than do it quick. And she's right. See? Yeah.
The guys agree with me.
The permaculture guys agree as well. Okay, I still have some ways to go. I admit it. I've got things to learn. But that's why I'm still here. So, Morgan, do you forgive me? Am I going to be okay? Will I recover?
I forgive you because, you know, I need the healing love of forgiveness in my own heart.
That's right.
I will not hold a grudge of you messing up all of my carefully.
You know what I have? I have vitamin G for you. Gratitude for you, Captain Morgan.
Oh,
thank
excellent.
You.
Thank you.
We'll talk about the dessert in a little bit. There's good news. Are we talking about the impossible becoming possible? Because impossible is an agreement. It's an agreement. People say it's impossible. I agree. Well, what about those that disagree?
Mm.
Right? And if we think about the things that have happened over the last years in government, much less you said the organic movement versus Monsanto. If Monsanto had its way, it would dominate the whole planet, right?
Absolutely. And look how successful, you know, for better or worse, Whole Foods has become. There's one in every city. So
multiples now.
Yep. Yeah.
And now other stores like that to compete, but look at what's happening in Congress right now. Despite the fact that the federal government still lists cannabis as a Schedule I drug, and the DEA attempted to do that for CBD, there's now, Super Don, correct me if I'm wrong, a congressional cannabis caucus.
The triple
at the federal
C.
level.
Yes.
At the federal level. Shouldn't they be kicked out of Congress? They can't do that.
No, listen, this is not your grandma's Congress. It's going on right now. Things have obviously changed, and definitely the whole concept of having a cannabis caucus is still, you have to kind of like do a double take and go, really? Is that really going on? But look, things are changing. Hearts and minds are changing. And it looks like we're really starting to make some progress here.
Yeah, it's stunning. I mean, founding member Jerry Polis, a Colorado Democrat representing the Boulder area, he told the Denver Post, we're really at a tipping point on marijuana reform. Why is it cannabis? But again, that was supposed to be impossible. And the impossible is happening. It's possible. So the question of, do you agree with those that tell you you can't do it because it's impossible? Or do you, like me, attempt most of the time when somebody says it's impossible, you know it's just something they don't want to have happen. And you say, you know what, I'd like that to happen. I'm not buying into that. I'm canceling out their statement. In fact, I'm going to use this term. I'm nullifying that statement. Just as the states and the people have nullified federal prohibitions against the use of a plant God created known as cannabis. You can nullify that which you disagree with, reject it outright, and go out create it, because that is reality. That's the power you've been given.
Absolutely. Oh, is that to me?
Looking at Captain Morgan. Disagree with me. Nullify what I just said.
No, we are all so much more powerful than we think we are, and I think, as a Christian, I call it the enemy, but, you know, the negative thought patterns in our minds teach you that you can't. And one of the biggest things I've been trying to overcome in my life is the fear of failure, right? Because even if you try and fail, you're still going to be further than you are right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, think of all the people who had to try and fail to get to the point where we now have a cannabis caucus, or to the point where Robert De Niro and RFK, whatever his name is, are
RFK Jr., Bobby Kennedy, are
sitting down with Ty Bollinger and having serious debates about whether or not vaccines, in the face of the CDC, just putting more and more out. Like, it's crazy that these two battles are happening simultaneously before our very eyes. And I think it's a beautiful time to be alive to be able to witness all of this.
Yeah, that which is impossible becomes possible. And becomes real because you reject those who try to convince you that it isn't possible. So don't even bother putting your energy there, right? That's the whole thing of, you can't fight City Hall. Well, you don't have to. You just go out and out create it. And eventually they become obsolete. That's like Buckminster Fuller, if you know about that. So that's the kind of thing that we get to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which is so much fun. And again, Captain, you're helping out so much with your millennial energy. We got to get it. Hopefully we're not leeching off of you.
Well, not so far. Right now you're feeding me and re-energizing me with all the yummy organic goodness. So
yeah.
I'll take this over having to cook any day.
Beautiful. And we're going to hear from one of the chefs here today. RJ is going to be joining us. She's also a host with Benjamin on their homestead. And we're going to learn about what we've just experienced here today. We'll see if we can do a question of the day as well and tap into what's going on in the news cycle as well. Maybe we'll hear from Op-Ed. He's local, our former assistant producer who left us to become part of True News, doing great work there as well. So, folks, lots more broadcast healing to go. Hope you can get inspired to homestead a bit yourself. The power to grow food is yours, as is the power to heal on many different levels in many different ways. We're here to support you. We'll be back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baratiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about NuGenix.
NuGenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With NuGenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
NuGenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. NuGenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
In the health world through the power of radio.
On the air.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Kat Morgan's going to be in trouble now. She's eating dessert while we're still on the air. I finished mine before we got on the air, and guess who was one of the primary culprits in making this amazing homestead-type farm-to-table meal? RJ is here with us now. You are amazing.
Wow.
You and Benjamin blew us away, and the community that came out, 50-plus people.
Yeah.
And the team, Elijah, I know, not my son, but the other Elijah here, it was great to see him.
Yeah.
Man, a lot of good energy went into this food. Not only growing of it, but the putting it out like you did. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Bring that microphone up to you.
Sure. So I think so often when we look at, evaluate, and talk about organic farming, we're not looking at the permaculture food side of things. And that's kind of where I stepped in and said, okay, well, we all love organic farming. We all love growing greens. How can we do this in a way that's ethical, that reuses all, you know, composts all the waste of the food and is delicious?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, we should not have to sacrifice, just the enjoyment of getting together with friends, eating food,
right,
having it out of our garden, not being subject to going to the supermarkets. And so we really do try, and everything that we teach in our tours with the foundation of what permaculture is,
right,
try and apply those same principles to what I do in the kitchen.
Well, can you do an event like this where, you know, Benjamin brought us here, he gave us a tour, and then there's a whole meal, and obviously people are excited to be here. There's a lot of laughter, a lot of talking, a lot of teaching, a lot of learning. Can you do it in a way that is sustainable as well? Not just the growing and the permeability, but that you come in here and you're not giving out more than you're receiving. Are people able to contribute in some way, in some kind, whether it be monetarily or service to you? Because this could be a valuable commodity for an, I don't, I hate to
right.
use the term commodity.
No, I understand.
For an area.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we ask a sliding scale donation from people. We ask them to make a monetary contribution. All of it goes back into the farm. You know, our initial idea wasn't based out of necessarily monetary profit, but just wanting people to be here and enjoy what we're doing. I think that it can definitely grow. It can be scaled. I think the challenge is at some point you have to keep it somewhat intimate, because once you start going 50 plus people, you're talking about mass production of things. And that goes against what we're trying to do. So what I'd rather do, and even with this event, we had to turn some people away, is, okay, you're booked for the next one.
Sure. Yeah. Keep it at a sustainable level, right?
Absolutely.
Because we want to be consistent through it all. Because some people, what's wrong with what we call capitalism? And this is loaded, because I believe in freedom and free markets, although capitalism has become crapitalism or crony, right? I know. Listen, I'm going there because the idea is growth that never ends. Do you know what medically that is? Cancer. Exactly. So there's no balance. There's no spirituality. You've lost that concept. It's conquer, use up, abuse, move on. It's like the aliens invasion. And so I don't know if it was intended to be that in the initial phase, but when you have real freedom, and even RFK Jr. said this, who's far left in terms of political, he said, ultimately, the only way to protect the environment is through the free market. And I'm like, I was shocked when he said, that's what Ron Paul had been saying. What do you mean? Well, because when you have central regulatory agencies protecting the environment, they're purchased by those who pollute.
Right.
And they convert it and they alter it, and now there's no protection. When you have a local investment, local people, local businesses, you have an invested interest in protecting it genuinely, not because someone's paying you off. Right. So it's an important deepening of the discussion that a lot of people are turned off by terms, and they won't get past the term.
Yeah. We're also honoring a better food system, because the more that we mass produce, then you want to start harvesting things that can be mass produced. That's why we have really bad fruit in the stores today, where Florida is like a gold mine of fruit. I mean, there's fruit here that's like it would blow any cake out of the water. You eat it and you're like, oh, my God, this is just the most incredible thing that just grew on a tree. It's just so amazing. But we don't see them. We don't have, you know, people in Florida who could have access to them. It could have strawberry guava trees here are growing. They don't. And they're thinking, oh, I'm going to go to the store and get apples that came from all the way from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because, okay, we're going to push.
Right.
And in doing so, we're losing, you know, what's here, what's already available, what's better.
Yeah. Captain.
Well, you guys are both talking about a couple different sides of what I think kind of goes back to what we were discussing, where people, you know, are getting stressed, or they get depressed, or that, you know, there's fear and there's this fear culture. And I am a firm dyed-in-the-wool capitalist, or, you know, fed in the permaculture capitalist or whatever.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that success or, you know, gains isn't seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to respect that everything in the world comes and goes in seasons. The stock market rises and falls, right?
Right.
We all know that. And the seasons come and go, and our food changes with the seasons.
Absolutely.
But
I think politicians have played off of this fear of, like, anytime something goes down, it's the other guy's fault, and I'm going to fix it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something that I've learned since coming to Florida and eating more organic is that I can't always have grapefruits year-round, 365, right? And that's okay, because the earth is giving me something different in a different season. So I would love to hear more about how you plan the menu based around kind of what's available locally and in this season.
Well, I can guarantee you that I will not probably be having these events in the 100-degree summer heat.
Right.
But, you know, hey, maybe we'll get the garage going.
I'm just telling you, RJ, for this, I'd come out and sweat in July.
Well, I guess we'll serve, like, sorbet or something.
Ice cream situation.
That's great.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll just wear it.
As far as planning the menu, for me personally, food is an expression of my own artistic creation. So I had to come up with the concept first, and I think that's where I begin. So first, there's just what's available seasonally, but there's 1,000 ways you can treat a beet, or 1,000 ways you could treat sweet potatoes. I could have, you know, done my grandma's classic recipe of just, like, sweet potato latkes and something, you know, delicious like that. But I was trying to think, at least also, like what you're saying about the changes that happen. And so for me, the three courses today were representative of, first course was the sun, and the first thing that we experience when we step onto this farm is the sun and the beauty of this life-giving, you know, incredible planet. The second course was the garden, so it was a plate representing all the different things that you would see in the garden, treated in the way that I would treat them had I had all of them available, in the sense of, okay, I'm just cooking for myself and I'm cooking for my partner, okay, I'm just going to make tomato bisque soup. So I want everybody to kind of taste a little tomato bisque, and then, okay, here we have beets, and everybody tastes, this is how I prepare a little bit of beets, and keeping it all kind of cohesively together where they're very light and they honor the natural flavor of all those foods. And then the third course being the soil and the roots, where everything came from, so the chocolate cake being crumbled, looking
like
soil.
Yeah, looks like soil, yes.
So good.
Like that.
Yeah.
I'll be back for the latkes, by the way. Cast some of that
really
on it, right? Oh, my gosh. This is fantastic. By the way, until you can grow your own cannabis, and it's lawful to grow it, it's just not legal, right? There's a difference. You can get the CBD we get for CB Sciences, and you can go online, pluscbdoil.com. Just want to remind folks, don't wait for permission. You don't need it. You can get it. And you can go RSB15. We'll get you 15% off as well. So eventually we'll all be able to grow it. Inevitably. It'll be almost like at the beginning of our country, where it was in a certain times in our history where you were almost required to grow hemp because of this plant and what it could do in so many ways. So there are things like that will happen eventually, just like we're seeing a congressional cannabis caucus now just manifesting. It's like, wow, stuff's happening. So absolutely amazing things that are going on here. RJ, this idea, again, I had met Luke. We had him on earlier. He had a natural farm, and Benjamin connected, and he began to learn from him and applied these things. And slowly but surely, and I'm looking at things only a year old in the garden that are already prolifically producing. And I'm so inspired. I mean, I don't have 5 acres. Most people might not, but you could start on a quarter acre.
You can start on
one side of your home, right out of your front door.
And with a little bit of creativity, the meals can be amazing. The last luncheon that we did, I made pasta out of green papayas. So green papaya grows here like a weed, and you just get so much. And I remember, you know, maybe months prior to that, Ben saying to me, we have so much green papaya, you got to do something with it. And he's like, you got to figure this out. And that's kind of the permaculture way. We have it. It's available. And if you've ever tasted green papaya, it tastes like a bad radish. I mean, there's no flavor. It's bitter. It's a weird, slimy texture. So after experimenting with it for a little bit, I realized that when you cooked it in a pasta sauce or a tomato sauce, it just absorbed all of the flavor, but it didn't get as kind of smushy as like zucchini pasta, which if you know anyone, if you're raw vegan, have tried those replacement or gluten-free pastas, a lot of them just get like chewy and gross. For some reason, the green papaya didn't, so I started cutting it almost in the way of like a fettuccine, where these, like, I'd mandolin it and then slice it into these long strips, cook it for like an hour in a pasta sauce. It was dynamite. Got rid of all the gross flavor, kept just a nice, almost like an al dente fettuccine, and it was
beautiful.
Incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah.
In the meantime, NASA is sending superbugs to the space station. what in the hell planet are we living on? Right? Stick around, yeah. Figure it out here, right?
Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
need to do that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's kind of like as a story here about antibiotics. Doctors prescribe more likely to prescribe them if you expect them. Like, you get what you expect, folks.
Right.
You went to, you're like, I'm going to the doctor. What do you expect? You're going to a doctor, right? Mm-hmm. What are they trained to do? Now, this is the idea here of, do you expect the dissolution of the United States? Some people are predicting it. I don't know, but I'm not going to hinge my future and the future of my kids on whether it survives or not. What
right.
are we doing in our own backyard?
Right.
Really, that's it. The strength of any nation, of course, is, well, can its people eat?
Mm.
Or do we have to conquer foreign lands to feed them? And,
right.
of course, you know, this is, you know, hundreds of years of, or thousands of years of history. It's all been about, wars are about resources.
Right.
And if we run out, then what?
Right.
We talk about the zombie apocalypse. How about sustaining ourselves? How about, you know, that's why we talked last hour
right.
About even water. How do you sustain it? And you can actually repair watersheds by what you grow in a given area. Stunning. And it's low tech, even though there might be science behind it of investigation, but science is ultimately observation. So this stuff might be considered very low tech, but there's hardcore observational science happening to make it happen.
Absolutely. And I think so much of it is also a shift in a consciousness of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We no longer have to live in fear and scarcity, which is what the media is projecting. They mm-hmm. want you to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to think that resources are limited, that
right.
you're helpless, that you're dependent upon them, you're dependent upon the medical industry,
mm-hmm.
that you are programmed to believe that the doctor is the only one who can heal you. You can't heal yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that just constantly is circulating everywhere in our on our TVs and our, and you know, our radios and our magazines and everything is always about fear, 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 scarcity, scarcity, scarcity. And once you shift that perspective, mm-hmm. and doing organic gardening is the best way to do it, because all of a sudden you're producing abundance without needing any other outside resources besides, I don't know,
your food becomes your medicine.
For sure.
And special message to our Jewish brothers and sisters. My son, the doctor. You don't have to be a toxic doctor. There are other kinds of doctors on planet Earth. I'm just saying. I'm one of them. Homeopathic, crazy guy. Bad attitude on radio, but we love it. Well, I love what we're doing. RJ, awesome what you've done
Thank
here.
Thank you.
We're
going
to get Benjamin on next to ask him, because Super Don has a question for Benjamin about swale.
Mm-hmm.
He wants that answer. I can't leave this show, this property, without getting that answer for him.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for
L'chaim.
Hosting us. L'chaim. Your life. We'll be back.
Who'd you say that man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weathertight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I still think one of the funniest things that happened today, Cap Morgan, you're standing next to me and you texted me and said, ask Greg and Jason if they're single for the lady listeners.
That was right.
Hilarious.
I'm just trying to, you know, connect the girls with some good homegrown, organic, loving people.
I know. Get that microphone closer so we can make sure we can hear you there. But, yeah, yeah. No, that was hilarious. I love that. but, of course, the millennial, we're standing right next to each other. She texts me that message. So I'm like, okay, I'll ask them if they're single.
Anyway, keeping it real.
Hey, you know what? A great guy that's fed us all along with RJ is Benjamin. And he's here. And I met you, I don't know, a couple of years back, I think, at a natural farm or one of these local areas with Luke and saw what you were doing. You brought your hibiscus tea, I think, or something. Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Really yummy. And you just have a great, great light about you. And I just saw this happen, and I was like, wow, we've got to broadcast from this event. We've got to tell the world and show the world that this is really possible. Ben, you gave us a great tour. And you showed us what is possible, and even in a year, what the difference is in your garden. It's amazing.
A little bit of hard work and some persistence.
Yes. And like we saw, I saw a lot of people here. Do some of these people come and help you? I mean, like the permaculture groups through Facebook will often get groups together. They'll go to one property, and everybody pitches in to help. Or is you just the sweat of your brow and not a lot of help? How's it been?
Up till now, it's been mostly myself and my father. We do work parties, and we welcome people to come and assist us in any way possible, and we give them food for their hard work. But we'll be doing some work days at Greg's this week, next week. We got to fill up some bags with mushroom inoculant.
Uh-huh.
Zone 1 garden.
Yeah, zone one garden means right outside your kitchen, right?
Right outside the garden, yep.
Yeah, basically. Yep. So you have something right away every day. And I took a picture earlier of how you were inoculating, as they call it, the wood. You had some hardwood, it looked like, for mushrooms to grow. Like, I don't know which ones you were growing.
Shiitakes, reishi, anything that's medicinal, anything that can be used in a different way too, maybe culinary or medicinally.
Excellent, excellent. Now, Super Don, this is the time you've been waiting for, because ever since I mentioned this in a post as I was taking a picture, and I said something, it's all about the swale, and you're like, what is that? What was the question you had?
Yeah, and I haven't cheated because I wanted to get the explanation on the air here, because indeed, on Facebook, you had a picture there. And you said, it's all about the swale. And I'm looking at that, and I'm like, swale. Is that like a combination of, like, kale and something? Or what? So I got to ask, what is swale?
Well, a swale is a permaculture technique that we can use to harvest water passively in the landscape. We want to essentially keep energy in our landscape for as long as possible without wasting it into either a waste stream or into the subsoil where we have to use energy to pump it back up. Mm-hmm. And so as water harvests, as it runs down a landscape, we want to catch it on the contour of the land. And so this is about taking the patterns of what nature has already given us. We don't have to come up with any new patterns. We just simply have to analyze what's there, observe what's there, and then interact it with it appropriately.
Okay.
So a swale is essentially a ditch on contour. And so we basically do a trench, and then a berm or an earth mound on the downhill side of that trench.
Mm-hmm.
And so the water is going to passively come down the landscape, fill up that trench on level, and it's going to spread the water across the landscape. So we don't actually have to water our plants in the future.
It's kung fu on your land for your water.
Earth acupuncture.
I love that.
See, now I was completely wrong, because I was going to guess it was like a hybrid between Swiss chard and kale.
It's all about the swale, right?
All right.
That's great. Hey, Benjamin, you obviously had a dream to do this at some point, vision, right? I don't know how long ago this was, because, you know, you're a young guy, right? Some people say, I'll wait till I'm, like, old and rich and I can finally do this. It's like, don't wait around. This is important now.
That's right. For us, I guess it's been really about the perennial system. We don't focus on annuals as much. We're not here to get a quick yield. We're not looking for the cash crop. We're looking for the future. We're looking for long-term investment. Mm-hmm. Whether that's in timber or in fruit trees or in building a resilient community. So we try to offer a affordable option to come and spend the day, learn some new knowledge, eat some good food, fill up the belly, and it's a reasonable price.
Yeah, and you're going to be hosting these events at least through the spring until it gets too hot. But even if it's too hot, I said, I'm coming out anyway. I don't mind sweating with this stuff. It's really awesome.
I guess the dessert was worth it.
Right, right. So the website that linked us to here, what was that called?
Openfieldprojects.com.
Openfieldprojects.com. I hope you all have had a delicious time on the radio with us. I've had a delicious time here. Cap Morgan, Op-Ed, so good to see you both. Supporting this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And bringing my family and everything. And Benjamin, man, you have done a wonderful job in a short period of time. And this will continue to spread out to the whole world from this event.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott.
We'll be back here another time for another event. But in the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow on Broadcast Healing. Because, Cap Morgan,
the power to heal is yours.
Oh, it said so lovely.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.